Okay, listen, boys. Josh, Ben, stop that. Listen. If you want to help look in the bonfire, you've got to do what Mike says.
Yeah, that's it, Nate. We've got to lift up the wood at the bottom, bit by bit. Now, gently, not chucking it around everywhere, right?
And if you see an animal in there, you tell me you're Mike.
Yeah, but don't you go reaching in for it. You be careful. Okay, let's get stuck in.
Righto.
It's good of you to help, David.
Oh, that's okay. It's sort of a civic duty, isn't it?
Wish you were more felt like you. But Neil was going to give us a hand, but Linda's got him over her place for a brainstorm about setting props.
Blimey.
Yeah, I know. Hey, you're in this pant now, aren't you?
Senior dwarf, mate, me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That on account of you being so titchy, is it?
Yeah. Well, she's got this idea about having us in descending height order, so...
Well, good on you. You should be a laugh.
Yeah, I hope so. Oh, the kids always love it anyway.
Ooh, they're a handful, aren't they, these two?
Oh, can be. That's actually my ulterior motive for being here. Get them out of Ruth's way for a bit.
Yeah. I saw her in the shop yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Didn't seem quite herself.
No?
No, a bit quiet. She, been going down with something, is she?
I don't think so.
Well, it's just that time of year, isn't it? You know, bugs going round. Darker evenings can be a bit depressing.
Yeah. Still, she's having a break from it all this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, some old college friends got in touch. Ruth's going to see her on Tuesday, staying the night.
Oh, well, that'll be nice for her.
Yeah, I hope so.
Oh, wow! Oh, Dad, look!
What?
A hedgehog!
Never! Well, in all my years of doing the bonfire...
Can we keep it?
I hope... you'll like... the hotel. Oxford. Sort of... smart, but not too posh.
Good.
It shouldn't be too busy this time of year. Not that we're exactly going to be taking advantage of the facilities. What have you said?
I didn't know what to say. Just that an old friend's asked me to stay.
That's sort of true.
I suppose.
Oh, God, I can't wait. Will I see you later?
I don't see how. I've got to go to the bonfire.
Oh, yeah. Go give it a miss this year.
Look at you.
Ruth, I know that this is much harder for you than it is for me. Look, I do appreciate what you're doing. You know that. Listen. I love you. Remember?
I know. I love you.
And we're gonna be together.
Yeah.
Oh. Once you're in Oxford, everything will be fine. Everything else will just drop away.
Sam.
Oh, God, I want you.
Sam.
I want you so much.
Oh, I know.
Jill!
Hello.
Hello. Is Peggy with you?
No, she and Alice are selling poppies again.
Oh.
And we're on a secret mission, aren't we, Jack? We've just bought Mum's birthday present.
Oh, yes.
Lovely.
Do you want to see?
No, not here. It's a cameo. It's beautiful. We don't want to get mugged.
A mug of tea? Is that what we're having?
There's a table free there, look.
Oh, yes. Now, you go and sit down there, Jack. We'll get the drinks. No. It's all right. You'll be able to see us. Quick, or we'll lose it.
All right, then.
Oh, bless him. How is he today?
Oh, well, not too bad, but... Oh, honestly, it's supposed to be a surprise for Mum, so we're going to hide the present at the lodge, but I'll have to go round on the morning of her birthday, because he'll never remember we've even bought it, let alone where it's hidden.
Jenny, you are good.
No, not really. I feel I should do a lot more. Still, I'm doing her a little supper party in the evening.
That's nice. You've got a lot coming.
Oh, just us and Tony and Pat and the kids.
Well, that's plenty. I better start thinking about what we're doing with our lot for our wedding anniversary.
Oh, yeah, that's this month, isn't it?
Thursday week. Tea or coffee?
Tea, please, and for Jack.
It's not a big one, though. Not like Clary and Eddie's.
Oh, Pat's got sucked into that. She's doing the invites on the computer.
Is she?
Mm.
And, what about the other happy couple? Are Adam and Ian making plans yet?
No, not yet. Apart from deciding the kind of ceremony they want, they haven't set a date or anything.
Still, at least it won't make work for you. They'll do all the arranging themselves.
Yes, if they're allowed to.
How do you mean?
William's taking an interest. And we all know where that leads.
Oh, dear.
Okay, I'm here.
Guess what we've got?
Boots, Ben.
Sorry.
Hello.
Hi. What's in the box?
Guess.
I don't know.
Guess.
Okay. Stegosaurus.
No.
What then?
A hedgehog.
A hedgehog?
Yeah, we found it in the bonfire.
Really? And brought it here?
Oh, now, only overnight, isn't it, you two?
Yeah, can we go and put it safe, Dad?
Yes, be very careful.
We will. Come on, Ben.
Mike's given them all the gen about how it's got to go back to the green because it'll have other nests down there.
I see.
So we decided it's going under the stairs just for tonight, as far away from the fireworks as possible.
Right.
But tomorrow, after school, once it's getting dark, it's bye-bye Spikey. That's its name, by the way.
Very original.
Well, it'll keep them occupied till it's time to go to the bonfire anyway.
Okay. Do you want some tea?
Oh, I'd love some. Well, it was fun doing something with the boys anyway. What's Pip been up to?
She and Izzy have been shut in their room all afternoon.
Oh. What do they do in there?
Oh, you know, the girls' stuff.
Well, I hope she and Izzy aren't going to look ridiculous. And sensible old clothes and bobble hat, surely.
Well, it's not always about being sensible.
No, but...
just leave her be.
Okay. I suppose we're lucky she even does stuff with us as a family anymore.
Yeah.
We should be grateful, really.
Yeah.
I mean, the village bonfire. It's not exactly the height of cool, is it? By next year, she might not even come.
Next year?
Yeah, well, it's a long way off, isn't it? We'd better make the most of it while we can, eh?
Boys, you be careful with those sparklers.
Yeah, no running around.
We won't.
There's Tom.
Hey, Tom, sizzling.
Yeah, sizzling.
Well, that didn't take long to catch on.
They've heard it three times on the radio already.
Yeah, is Tom going for saturation coverage or what?
Well, that's the general idea.
Oh, the sparklers are finished.
Look, don't touch them. They're still hot. Give them to me. Come on. There we are. Good lads.
Can I have another drink?
Yeah, in a bit, Benji. Just stand quiet with me, eh? There. That's it.
You all right there, Jack?
Fine, thanks. Nice and warm, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Ruth, I've had a chat with Phil. How would you all like to come to supper on Friday week?
Oh, is this for your anniversary?
Yes. I can't have you on the actual day. Phil's taking me to a concert.
Oh, that's nice. No, the Friday's fine for us, isn't it, Ruth?
Yeah, fine.
Good. About 6:30, because of the children.
Great, thanks.
We'll look forward to it.
I think I'll get Benny's drink.
Yeah.
We'll be a moment. We had a successful shopping trip, though, didn't we, Jack? You know, this afternoon, we bought Mum's birthday present.
Birthday?
Peggy's birthday, Jack. You got her a lovely cameo.
Yes, and we've hidden it for a surprise.
We hid something.
In the cupboard, under the stairs.
That's where the hedgehog is.
A hedgehog? Under my stairs?
No, ours.
What's a hedgehog doing there?
Found it in the bonfire.
And why would anyone put a hedgehog on the bonfire?
We didn't.
But you said that...
No, never mind, Jack. How about something to eat?
What is there?
Well, I don't know. A hot dog?
A hedgehog?
No, a hot... Oh, let's go and see then, shall we? Come on.
poor thing. Poor Peggy. David, I've been meaning to say, if you and Ruth, if you want some time together, you know, any time, or a night away even, your father and I will gladly have the children.
Oh, Mum.
I mean it.
Oh, thanks, Mum. I know you do. But it's okay, honestly.
Is it?
Yeah. Ruth's having a night away, actually, on Tuesday.
Is she?
Yeah, she's going to see an old college friend in Oxford. Laura.
Laura? Did she come to your wedding?
Yeah, that's right, she did.
Here you go, David.
Oh, thanks, love.
Here, you're going away, Ruth.
Sorry?
Seeing your friend. I remember her from your wedding. The heel snapped off her shoe, poor girl.
That's right.
What's she doing now?
She still works for the same firm.
But in Oxford. I thought she was in Basingstoke at one point.
Well, they send her all over.
It's a feed company, isn't it?
That's right.
Is she married?
Mums and dads, hello and kids, of course. It's the bloke who seems to have got lumbered with building the bonfire every year. So I enjoy it, really. Well, I've been asked to remind you to stand well back from it. Yeah, and I'd like to point out that this year, as every year, no hedgehogs have been harmed in the building of it. And then, the moment we've all been waiting for, the fireworks!
Yay! Boys, can you come here, please? Come on.
You stand by me, Josh.
Yeah, what about you, Benji? Shoulders job, is it?
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Up you come. Up.
You all right, love?
Yeah, fine.
You sure?
Yeah. Just a bit of ash in me eye.
Still raining, then?
Yeah, just that fine rain. Still wets you through, though.
Help yourself to tea, Dad.
Oh, thanks. At least it'll have damped down the bonfire.
True.
Fireworks were terrific, weren't they?
Yeah. Kids loved it.
So, what are my instructions for when Ruth's away?
Well...
Hi, Phil.
Oh, morning, Ruth.
There's tea in the pot, love. You'll need a mug, though.
Thanks. No sign of Bert, then?
Well, I can't see him making it in today. He'd be mad.
Well, he still seemed to have quite a cough last night.
I don't honestly think we can expect him to work another winter.
What?
We really ought to let him go.
Retire? We still need him full-time, don't we?
Well, he's a bit of a luxury, really.
Yeah, it's Sam's fault. He's got the herd running so smoothly.
And you've got Home Farm doing the harvest and most of the drilling.
If I'm honest, we probably are overstaffed.
And you've got the sheep, of course. There's a lot of work there.
Well, even so, the way things are these days, you've got to run a tight ship.
I still don't think we should do anything hasty. You know how sensitive Bert gets if you mention the word retirement.
I know, but he's got to see that eventually he's...
morning.
Bert.
Sorry I'm a bit late.
We weren't expecting you at all.
Why, ever not? I said I'd be in, didn't I?
Oh.
Yeah,
that's
but...
a nasty cough.
Oh, it's just a tickle. You need the silage taken up to the ewes, don't you, David?
Well, yeah, but...
No trouble. Oh, dear. Oh, excuse me. Right, I'll see you later, then.
Yeah, see you, Bert.
Sorry, but he looks terrible.
Like he's really feeling his age.
It's no good. I can't let him work in that state.
Just these, please, Em.
Oh, 193, please.
Oh, Hayley. What?
If you need these, no baby this month, then.
Afraid not.
I'm sorry.
And you from the end of last week, really?
There's your change.
Kept trying to tell myself that all that chocolate was a pregnancy craving, but when I started getting all snappy with Roy, I knew it was just the usual run-up.
Oh, Hayley. But it's no good stressing about it. That's the worst thing you can do.
I know.
It's been no time at all.
Yeah, we don't understand. It's all right for you.
Sorry. Morning.
Oh, hello, Usha. If you want the post office, I'm afraid you'll have to come back. Mum's at the dentist.
No, it's all right. I'm working at home, but no decent biscuits in the house.
Oh, right.
So, I'm going to stock up.
I better go.
Are you going in late today?
No, got day off. I did so much extra in half term.
Great. Come over. We'll have a coffee.
But, look, leave that to me.
Hey, Roy.
Because you shouldn't be here. You're not well.
Oh, well, fine.
But, please, if you insist on staying, there's loads for you to do inside. I'll do that.
Whoa, make your mind up. Sorry.
But, don't you think, honestly, that it's maybe time you did a bit less?
Well, are you talking about me retiring?
Well, yes. I mean,
have you got that bungalow bugged or something?
What? No.
Oh, me and Frieda were saying just this at the weekend.
Oh, right.
Yeah. She's been on at me. And you know what? She's right. But I wanted to get back in harness a bit, Luke, before telling you.
Oh, that's... Well, I'm just glad you feel the same. And listen, if it suits you, we'd still like to use you, you know, as and when. Ours to suit.
Oh, well, that'd be a bonus.
Oh, great. So, when do you want to finish? Before Christmas? Say, in about a month?
Ah, sounds good to me.
Well, you go home now, and don't you show your face until you're properly better.
Oh, well.
Go on, Bert. Go.
Oh, all right, then. Thanks, David.
See you.
Morning.
Oh, hi, Lucia.
Is Ruth busy?
Not especially, no. I'm sure she'd love to see you.
I've got biscuits.
Well, she'd definitely love to see you.
Good, I'm skiving. I'm supposed to be working at home. So, Ruth...
Try the house. If not, she's probably chatting to Sam somewhere. Or she'll be with the calves.
Thanks.
Usha?
Yeah?
Look, I'm sure she's told you... Well, that things haven't been great between us, but... We are working it out.
Right.
And she's got this night away with her college friend tomorrow.
A college friend?
Yeah, hasn't she said?
No. Well, I haven't seen her since last week.
Oh, right. Anyway, it'll do her good, I hope, you know, to have a break.
Yes.
That's all I want. To have us back on an even keel. You know, back to normal.
I'll go and find Ruth.
Come on now. You were fine on the feeder yesterday. Come on, try again.
Come to say hello.
You made me stomach flip right over.
Hey, mine flips over every time I see you. Come here.
That's some hello.
I was thinking about you all last night.
I thought about you too.
Hey. This time tomorrow, we'll be on our way.
Sam, no.
What?
I can't leave this early.
No, but we can check in from 12.
I can't. I'm sorry, but I've got to... I want to be here to see the kids after school.
Oh, right. Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's fine.
I just feel... I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You can go. It's not like we can leave together anyway.
No. More's a pity. Yeah. Okay. I'll go and get things ready.
What's to get ready?
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. Thanks for that, Ruth.
That's okay. Come on.
Have you got time for it? Hello, Sam.
Hiya. Excuse me.
Hi. It's him, isn't it? It's Sam.
I had this chat with Betty not long before she died. She came off the pill without telling Mike. That's how they had Roy.
So you...
But I stopped taking it right back then. It isn't just a couple of months, Em. I've been off the pill a year.
Oh, I see.
So now do you see why I'm so worried that nothing's happened?
Oh, Roy... Yeah,
but there's got to be something wrong with me.
Hey, Lee, you can't just decide that.
There must be. Why isn't it happening?
Well, I don't know.
Look at you.
Yeah, but just because it happened to me... Look, most people take a lot longer.
Yeah, yeah.
They do. And I'm sure I read in some magazine 6 months is about normal.
So where does that leave me after a year?
Well...
And how am I going to tell Roy? I just thought I'd get pregnant straight away and he'd be so pleased we'd get over the stuff about me stopping the pill without me saying anything. But now I'm not. It makes telling him even worse. And of course he's not a bit worried. What am I going to do?
I don't know. Look, you've just got to get some proper advice. Go to the doctor.
You think?
Yeah, just do it.
What are you doing?
I've told you.
But Sam, it's so dangerous and going away with him.
He loves me. I love him.
You love David.
It's not the same. I've told you how Sam makes me feel.
But it's so close to home.
I can't help it, Usha. When I'm with him...
Oh, Ruth.
I can't explain. He makes me feel... different person.
Of course you are, but you can't compare how you feel in a love affair with your feelings in a marriage.
No, exactly, you can't.
But you and David, you've had 18 years, 18 good years.
How do you know?
I know what I see.
You're not living it, though, are you?
Maybe not. You're going to throw all that away. Well, are you? You are. Oh, how serious is this?
It's serious.
But have you talked about... Are you thinking of leaving David? Well, to go where? What about the children?
We're not stupid. Of course we talked about it.
And?
There'd be no need to go far. They could stay at their schools. It wouldn't be that disruptive.
Ruth, I see this all the time at work. There is no such thing as minimal disruption.
It depends on how you do it. It's normal these days. Kids survive.
Most of them.
I'm not going to stop loving them. They'll know that.
They're not going to stop loving their dad either. And you're assuming they'll even want to go with you.
What?
Well, you're talking about breaking up their family. What if they hate you for it?
Look... This isn't just me doing this. She rang David on Friday. Sophie.
Oh, Ruth. Don't use that as an excuse.
It's not an excuse. For all I know, he's still seeing her.
Well, I don't think so.
How do you know?
I don't, but... Well, it still doesn't make what you're doing right.
We're not happy, me and David. Neither of us. We can't be, or else he'd never have looked at her in the first place. And that's not the best place for children to be, is it? A marriage where the parents aren't getting on.
That's not true, and you know it. That's not what your marriage is. It's not some poisonous thing where the parents are bickering all the time.
Oh, we have been lately. And Pip's picked up on it. And it's only going to get worse.
Not if you try to work things out. You know David wants to.
It's no good, Usha. You can lecture me all you like. But when I'm with Sam... I don't care about anything else.
I can see that.
I'm sorry. I never thought I could do this to David. But I'm going tomorrow. I've got to know.
You want it to help you decide?
No. Stop quizzing me. You're supposed to be my friend.
Well, I am. I'm trying to be. That's why I'm saying all this.
It's too late. There's Sam.
It's not too late. You can still stop it, all of it. But if you go through with tomorrow, once you sleep with Sam, you can never go back from it. Think about it, Ruth. Is that really what you want?
Look, love, I know you're a bit fed up that Pip's not here.
I just wanted to see her before I went, that's all.
It's like we said, she's growing up, you know. Going shopping with your mates, it's very important.
She didn't have to go today.
No. Well. The boys have got something for you anyway.
Josh, Ben, Mum's going now.
We made you something.
Did you, Pip?
Here you go.
Oh, what a lovely card. Is this me on the front?
Of course.
I'm taking me bucket with me, I see.
No, that's your glass of wine. Ben did it, it's a bit big.
Right. Have a wicked time. Oh. Thanks, Pip. Be good, won't you?
Maybe.
Oi. Of course they will.
See you, Mum. You're it, Ben. Great. I wasn't ready.
They don't seem too bothered.
No, so you can go with a clear conscience.
Yeah.
And if you have a good time, you'll have to do it more often. Hey. Anyway, go on before it gets dark.
Right. Bye then.
Bye.
Hi. I made a reservation, Mr. Batten.
Mr. Batten? That's fine. We've got your card details, so if you could register for me, please.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Can I just check? I asked for some flowers in the room.
Red roses, yes. They're there.
Fantastic. And I want to get some champagne. Not yet, but later.
That's no problem, sir. Just call room service when you're ready.
Great. There you go.
Thank you. That's room 108 on the first floor. I hope you enjoy your stay.
Oh, we will. No problem.
Right, let's get you lot started, shall we?
Hiya.
Oh, hi, Pip. How's the shopping?
Rubbish.
Oh, what? World shortage of hair slides or something?
Has Mum gone?
Yeah. She was sorry not to see you.
I had stuff to do.
Yeah, she understands that.
Good.
Well, you could always give her a call, or, you know, text her or something. Tell her you're back safe anyway. I'm sure she'd want to know.
Yeah, well, maybe.
And just, you know...
Okay, Dad, I get the point.
Right, right. You got much homework?
Not too bad.
Good-o. Well, why don't you stay and help me milk?
Is that your best offer?
What do you mean?
I thought kids in my situation were supposed to get bribed with better stuff than that.
What do you mean, your situation?
Clothes, CDs, that'd be a start.
What do you mean, your situation?
I can give you a list if you like.
Pip. Look, stay and milk with me. Please? Please? I'd like you to.
Open the gate, then. Go on.
Hi.
Ruth. How you doing? Where are you?
I'm waiting to get on the ring road.
Oh.
Traffic's solid.
Great. What time do you leave?
About when I said.
Didn't have any trouble getting away?
No.
Good. And David was okay? He didn't suspect anything?
No.
Where'd you tell him Laura lived?
I don't know where she lives.
Oh.
But I said she lives in Oxford.
Yeah, yeah, simpler that way.
And that's what I thought.
And you're supposed to be with her till when tomorrow?
I don't know. I didn't say when I'd be back. He didn't ask.
Great. The longer the better, eh?
Yeah.
Just try and get here as quick as you can.
I'm doing my best.
I know. Everything will be ready and waiting for you when you get here anyway.
What will?
Well, the room and everything. And me.
Oh, right. Oh, we're starting to move again.
Great. See you soon. Very soon, I hope. Love you.
You too. Bye.
It's so time for these cows to come in. Look at the mud.
Well, we've only got to wait till next week, then they'll be in full time.
I should think so. All done.
Oh, thanks, love. Can you write on the whiteboard for me? This one's bullying. You got a number?
Yeah.
Mum can do the AI tomorrow.
What time's she back?
I'm not sure, really. When she feels like it, I suppose.
She is coming back, then.
Pip?
Dad, I can see what things are like. I'm not stupid.
I know you're not. Look, sweetheart, I'm not going to pretend. Okay, me and Mum haven't been getting on that well lately.
Understatement of several centuries.
But we're sorting it out, you know? It just takes time, that's all.
And part of sorting it out is her going away?
Well, yeah. All couples need a break from each other now and again.
You never have one.
Yes, I do. Look, you need your space. Why shouldn't Mum have hers?
Because this is what happened with Izzy's mum and dad.
Pip?
They weren't getting on. They started having separate nights out. And the next thing is, he's gone off with someone else.
Pippa, love, that's not going to happen.
How do you know?
Because. Because I love your mum far too much. We love each other. And we love you a lot, too. Come here, sweetheart. Listen, you mustn't worry. You mustn't. It's going to be okay. Okay?
Okay. I better go and start my homework.
Okay. Thanks for helping, love.
That's all right.
And give Mum a call, eh? Just to say hi.
Hi.
Where are you now?
I've got some traffic lights just coming into the centre.
Oh, not too far then.
Still very busy.
Yeah, it's rush hour, I suppose.
Yeah.
God, what a pain. Look, I know it's frustrating, but just think what's waiting for you, eh?
Yeah.
I've got the champagne.
Champagne?
Mind you, I've had to order more ice already, twice.
Have you?
Yeah, room service must think I've got some kind of sports injury.
Right.
Anyway, you just concentrate on getting yourself here, okay?
Yeah.
And safely.
Stop phoning me then. Sorry.
No, don't be. You've had a horrible time. I'll see you soon. I love you.
I know you do. Bye. What now?
Hey, Mum. It's me.
Oh.
Sorry I missed you. Anyway, I'm home. I'm fine. Everything's fine. Except Dad's going to do spaghetti for tea and without onions or mushrooms, because Ben won't eat them. That's the only problem, really. Have a cool time. I love you. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
A little bit of pepper, in it goes. Little bit of ketchup,
I've had an idea.
What?
If you take out Ben's helping, then the rest of us can at least have mushrooms.
Oh, that's right. Make it more complicated. If you did this to Gordon Ramsay...
I thought it was genius.
All right. Have we got mushrooms?
I'll have a look. The tomatoes are there when you want them.
Thanks,
When's tea, Dad?
About 20 minutes, Ben.
Oh, I'm hungry.
All right, well, you can lay the table. That'll take your mind off it.
It's not my turn, it's Pip.
Well, she's helping me cook. Come on. We're all in this together with Mum away.
Okay, in a minute. I'm doing my reading.
Oh, good boy.
There's half a bag here.
Are they all right?
Some are a bit manky, but most of them are fine.
Oh, okay, then, if you do them.
Okay.
Hey, Joshy, I heard a joke on the radio. Man went to the doctor's with a strawberry growing out of his head.
Dad!
So, the doctor gave him some cream to put on it.
Yeah. That is so lame.
I've got a better one than that.
Yeah?
A man went to the doctor's...
Is this what it's going to be like all evening?
I hope so.
Listen, a man went to the doctor's...
Ruth.
I'm here.
Gosh, I hope so. I was getting worried.
Sam, can you come down, please? To the car.
What?
Can you come down?
Yeah, sure. If that's what you want.
Please. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Look, just come inside.
No.
No, please. At least we can talk properly there.
I can't, Sam. I can't.
But you've come all this way.
I know.
What's changed? What's changed your mind?
Everything. Everything.
Look, you've had a horrible journey. You're tired.
It's not that. Please, Sam. I can't do it.
But
I can't do it to David, to the kids, deceiving him and them. The lies I've told. I've lied to him more in the last 2 weeks than in the last 18 years.
Yeah, I know you hate lying.
I can't do it. I can't do it anymore.
What about me? You love me.
I'm sorry.
No, you love me. Don't you?
Yes. You know I do. I do love you. And I know you love me. But I can't be with you.
No.
I mean it. I'm sorry. But I can't do it. I can't go through with this. I can't go through with any of it. Sam, I'm so sorry.
Sorry to wake you, Ruth.
I'm awake.
Only I shall have to get to work.
Oh, shit. Yeah, of course, you must.
I brought you some tea. How are you feeling? Silly question. Did you get any sleep at all?
Not really. Maybe dozed a bit.
Oh, dear. We were up so late, I hope.
I'm so sorry. Landing on you like that.
Oh, don't be silly. We said all this last night.
I can't get it out of my head. Round and round. David's face. Sam's face.
You haven't changed your mind about what you decided?
No, no.
Good.
I don't know what came over me. What I've been thinking.
You've had a very weird couple of months, but it's over now.
It's not, though. It's still such a mess.
You didn't do it. That's the main thing.
I've done enough. And Sam's still going to be around. I've got to see him every day.
You're just going to have to handle that.
How? And how's he going to be? Told him one thing and then another. I've hurt him so much.
You'll have to take things bit by bit, day by day.
And I've been so selfish in it all.
No.
I have. Am I going to face any of it?
Look, stay here this morning. Stay as long as you like. Have a hot bath or something.
Thanks.
Don't go rushing back to Brookfield. Sort yourself out first.
I think that might take longer than a morning.
I know. I know, but you've done the most difficult thing. You've made your choice and you've told Sam.
He's going to hate me.
Ruth, you've got to stay strong. It's the only way.
Clary tells me you and Kenton are masterminding the decor.
Well, Eddie came round and asked if I'd help.
Seemed the obvious thing to say we do it all.
Oh, that's a very nice gesture.
Here you are, Pat.
Thanks.
Milk's just there.
Oh, thank you.
How many are coming?
Ah, that's a bit of a movable feast. It was over 80 at the last count, and the list keeps growing.
Gosh.
Well, they've got lots of friends, the Grundys.
Fair few enemies, too.
Yes, there is one notable exception.
Snatch Foster, I hope.
Emma.
Oh, right. Yeah, I can see her presence might up the tension a bit.
Just a bit.
Oh, yes. Has she... Oh. Who's this?
Might as well advertise your day off on the website.
Come in.
Good morning. Oh, Pat as well.
Hello, Linda.
Hi.
At last, I feel my luck may be about to change.
You better have a seat. Would you like a coffee?
Oh, thank you. I'd love one.
It's only instant.
Yes, that'll be most acceptable.
Good.
Oh, yes, I feel sure one of you will be able to help me out. Now, Pat, can you see yourself as the Wicked Queen?
In the panto?
Well, I wasn't suggesting it as a new logo for the dairy.
I don't think so, Linda.
Oh, come.
No, Linda, sorry.
Oh. Kathy, then, how about you?
No, no way. Thank you.
Oh, dear, I can't think why I can't interest anyone in the role.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, are you all right?
Oh, yes, thanks. It's just this blessed cupboard. Been on at Kenton for ages about it. Last night, finally, he claims he's fixed it. And now it's worse than ever.
Would you like Robert to have a look at it?
Why, is he good with cupboard doors?
Oh, he's very handy.
Oh, well, in that case, perhaps...
As long as Kenton won't be offended.
He can whistle. Tell Robert to give me a ring.
Oh.
Ah! The Wanderer returns. How was it, love?
Hi.
Had a good time? Hey.
How are you? And the kids?
We're fine, all of us. So, go on, how was it? How was Laura?
Fine. She was fine.
Had a good gossip, did you?
Yeah.
And?
That's all, really.
Ah, overdid the reminiscences and the red wine a bit?
Not exactly. But I didn't get much sleep.
Oh. Strange bed, I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, look, tell you what. Why don't you go in, sort yourself out? You can go back to bed if you like.
What I'd really like to do is just get changed, get out and get some fresh air.
Yeah?
I think that's what I need.
All right, then. Well, listen, if you're going to be around, I might shoot off to the cash and carry.
Fine.
It's quite a bit we need. We're low on fencing wire, staples.
You go, David. I'm fine.
Are you sure, love? You look really tired.
I'll be all right.
Okay. Hey, there's a bit of a mystery, though.
Oh?
Yeah, with Sam.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know, when I happened to ask what he was doing for his day off, and he said that he was going off to see a friend...
Yeah.
Well, he said he'd be away overnight, but when I got up this morning to do the milking, his car was back.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. Well, I'm wondering if he went up to Cheshire to try and get back with Fliss, but it didn't work out. What do you think?
I really don't know.
Oh, nor me. There was something going on.
So, in descending order... We have David as Lofty, then Joe as Lanky, Kenton as Average.
Oh, dear.
It's a good part, Kathy. Edgar Titcomb as Shorty, Christopher as Teeny, Jazza as Weenie.
Jazza's in it.
Toya's doing the makeup.
Who? The latest girlfriend.
Ah. Yes, nice girl. And finally, Titch, the shortest dwarf, is going to be Daniel.
You seem to be well on the way to me, Linda.
Except for the most important part, of course, after Snow White herself. Ah, well, I must press on with my quest.
Whose arm are you off to twist now?
Well, I was wondering about Shula, since Alistair and Daniel are in it anyway. Or perhaps Ruth?
Ruth?
She was in A Christmas Carol.
A Geordie Wicked Queen, now there's a thought.
Yes, thank you, Pat. And thank you for the refreshment, Kathy.
It's a pleasure.
I'll ask Robert to get in touch about your cupboard.
Oh, thanks. I might have a look for some other jobs he can do while he's here.
Well, I'm sure he'd be delighted. Well, bye-bye now.
Bye.
never get Shula to play the Wicked Queen. As for Ruth...
No way. Linda will probably end up playing it herself.
Yeah, maybe that's what she wanted all along.
Though I don't know. She is a bit sensitive about being a stepmother.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, this whole money thing's awful for them, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I thought she might be offended. I was offering to pay Robert, but...
Oh, no, no. You just saved her the embarrassment of asking.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't say anything about the collection.
What collection?
Well, I'm doing a whip round for Clary and Eddie. Get them a little something from the village.
Oh, that's nice. Well, let me give you some money.
Oh, no, no, no. I didn't mean that. You don't have to. You're doing the decorations. I thought that was your present.
Oh, that's nothing. Look here.
Oh, Kathy, that's very generous. Thanks.
A pleasure. What are you thinking of getting them?
Well, originally I was thinking of a silver picture frame or something to put on top of the television, but the rate I'm going, I'll be getting them the television itself.
Ruth!
Sam!
Where have you been?
It doesn't matter.
I've got to talk to you.
Oh.
No, come on. David's not around. You owe me that, don't you?
Yeah.
Look, I'm sorry about yesterday. Let's just forget it ever happened.
No.
But what I mean is Oxford and Latin. Going away overnight. God, it was a bad idea. It's not you. And it's not me. I should never have suggested it.
Sam, you've got to understand.
I can see why you panicked, if you like, and why... Well, you couldn't do it. But we'll just wind everything right back. I won't push you. We'll just take our time.
No. I meant what I said. It's finished.
You don't mean that.
I do.
You can't give up what we got together.
I can. I've got to.
You can.
I'm telling you, I can.
Is that it, then?
Yeah.
I don't get it. In 24 hours, you love me. You said you did time and time again.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I know what I said. But in all that time, I never said I didn't love David. And I'm staying with him.
Just like that. You want me to back off?
You've got to.
Yeah, you make it sound very easy.
I know it won't be easy, but I need you to understand. You've got to leave me alone.
What if I can't?
What?
I love you, Ruth. Nothing's changed for me.
I've said I'm sorry, but I've made my decision.
Yeah, you may have.
You always said it was my decision. It was up to me.
Yeah. I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
The trouble is... I never thought how I'd feel if it went against me. Because I never thought it would.
You've got to stop doing this.
No, really, I...
Sam, please.
Nothing's changed for me, Ruth. I still love you. I still want you.
Oh, it's over, Sam. You've got to accept that.
I'm very sorry. I don't know whether I can.
Well, then... There's no point talking about it anymore. I've got work to do.
Oh, and so have I suppose. Is that it? I'm supposed to go back to being just a hired hand?
I didn't mean that. You know I didn't.
I've got to think about all this.
Yeah.
But it's not going to change how I feel. I know that. I'll be here, Ruth. You've only got to say the word.
Sam, I'm sorry. I truly am. But that word is never going to come.
Haven't you got that grain away yet, Anna?
No. The lorry's only just got here. I've been hanging around waiting. I haven't done the deer yet.
Ah.
Where have you been?
Well, I went over to see Tom at the unit. It's all happening down there.
Sizzling?
Well, not quite, but it's cutting up nicely. Lots of new inquiries. Six of his outlets have upped their orders.
Oh, it's going well, then.
The ad's on the air for another couple of weeks yet, so with that and the posters...
Not to mention the product placement courtesy of Felpisham Light Opera.
Oh, is that Devon?
Oh, Larry confirmed last week. What's the show, do you know?
No, I haven't a clue.
Goodbye, Mr. Chipolata? Chitty Chitty Banger Banger?
Oh, God. I shouldn't have asked. Well, let's hope Tom's had the wit to check it's not Sweeney Todd.
True. If it is, I'll just have to go back to Linda. I still think Snow White and the Sizzling Dwarfs has got some mileage.
Yeah, all right. I don't even want to think about that show. I could murder Alice for getting me involved.
Oh, go on. You'll enjoy it once you get into it.
I will not.
When's your first rehearsal?
A week tomorrow. And then every night till Christmas, as far as I can tell. Still, I suppose it's marginally better than what poor Tom's got to put up with next week.
The Borsetshire Black Pudding Club's annual bash?
No. He was telling me. He's got to go on some double date. Him and Brenda and Helen and this new chap of hers, Russ, is it?
Ross.
Oh, well, that makes all the difference.
What's the problem?
Ross is. As far as Brenda's concerned, he stands accused of being in possession of a very large ego and using it in a public place.
So how come she agreed to go?
She didn't. Tom made the critical error of accepting without telling her first. I know. Boy, he's 25. Has he learnt nothing? Brenda was on the phone giving him a real hard time about it.
Ah.
He said to buy her off with the promise of going to some hip new club in Birmingham. Are you going for coffee?
No, I'll wait for the grain to finish. Get the lorry away first.
I thought you could have brought me one out.
Get it yourself.
But I'm not going in. Lillian's there.
So?
She's already given me a raft of instructions about how she wants a pink spotlight on her for all her lines.
Oh, well.
I've got to see Will about this shoot tomorrow anyway.
Well, perhaps you can cadge your coffee off him.
Perhaps.
Don't suppose you'd like to go via the ewes, would you? Save me a job?
What, just have a look at them?
Yeah. Andy's taken the feed up already.
Why am I going then? Didn't he check them over?
Yes, but he said one or two were biting at their fleece.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I think it's worth another look.
I'm really not sure, Lillian.
Oh, come on, Jenny. When did we last have a wedding in the family?
Well, Kate's, I suppose.
Off stage in South Africa. And before that?
Debbie's.
Yeah, and I wasn't even here. Look, if we don't push the boat out for Adam and Ian, who knows when we'll get the chance again?
Well, you never know. Tom and Brenda. Helen and this... Ross, even.
Oh, I think you're jumping the gun a bit there. Jenny just met him.
Well, she seems very keen. On cloud nine the whole time, Pat says. And she's bought a whole load of new clothes.
Well, good luck to her. Long may it last, but I don't know about a wedding. As for my James, no chance. Far too busy to settle down.
No. Well, it's the same with Debbie.
Well, there you are, then. Now, look. Oh, don't you think Adam would look divine in that?
Well, maybe, but I...
Very Mr. Darcy.
Yes, but it's a case of what he'd feel comfortable in, and Ian. It's their day.
And we want to make it one to remember.
Well, for the right reasons.
Oh, all right. No breaches, then. Now, there was something else I was going to show you in this magazine.
You've bought enough of them.
Oh, well, there's so many out there these days. Aha! Here it is. Cakes.
Well, they won't need any suggestions for those. It is rather Ian's area of expertise.
Ah, but it doesn't have to be a cake as such. What about a meringue?
Oh, good grief. It's about 2 feet high.
Turn over the page. Look, turn over.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, a pyramid of tiny shoe buns with Grand Marnier mascarpone filling and orange flour water icing.
Look, all that glory. Spun sugar all over everywhere. Oh, isn't it gorgeous? You wouldn't know whether to eat it or wear it.
The thing is, Lillian...
Now, let's see what there is in here.
Now, if you're not careful, these things can get out of hand. I know what it was like with Alice's 18th.
Oh, that was lovely.
Because Alice was determined it wasn't going to be too over the top. Whereas, poor Elizabeth, when Titcomb and Mrs. Pugsley got married...
Oh, have you seen the photos of that yet?
No, I haven't. But I thought Eileen's still hoping for an exclusive buyout with one of those Real People magazines.
Oh, no.
You know, I'd settle for a life of bingo and baking, and then I found love, you know, that sort of thing.
Oh, touching.
Anyway, Lillian, my point is, I don't think Adam and Ian want a major fuss.
It's not a fuss. It's about creating the best day of their lives.
Oh, Lillian, it's very kind of you, but...
After all, it's only once in a lifetime. Well, not in yours and my case, obviously.
Oh, dear.
Hiya. Any coffee on the go?
Aha! The man himself. He can decide.
So, what have you got for me to do, boss?
Well, if you could get the sun to come up and the wind to turn round, I'd appreciate it for a start.
Oh, yes. And for my next trick?
It's blowing half this silage back. Right, well, that should keep the ewes happy for a bit, you know.
I was wondering if you'd like me to clean out the feed bins, the two empty ones.
Oh, blimey, you're keen. It's not my favourite job, that.
No, but it'll have to be done. You've got the straits coming in.
Yeah, I know. You did right. Thanks, Dad.
Oh, that's all right. I know I'm not much help with the really heavy work.
Oh, you've been fantastic. I couldn't have got through the last couple of weeks without you. I must give Bert a ring later, see how he's feeling.
Oh, you needn't bother. I called in on my way over.
Oh, how is he?
Well, he was looking and sounding a lot better.
Oh, good.
He should be back next week.
Oh, that's great.
Ruth's not looking too good, though. She looks totally washed out. I mean, is she ill? But someone with Ruth's medical history, she can't afford a... get herself run down.
No, I know.
Your mother and I were quite concerned. We just wondered. I mean, I know Ruth has regular checkups and everything. When's the next one due?
Off the top of my head, I'm not sure.
Oh, all right. But in the meantime, shouldn't she see the doctor?
I don't know. Perhaps she should.
Well, if nothing else, to get some kind of a tonic, if they still do them.
I don't know, Dad.
No, no, and again, no. Thank you, Lily.
Oh, Adam, not even my lovely white dove.
No.
Released after you've said your vows.
No.
Well, look, the ice sculpture, then.
No.
Well, don't you even like the idea of the guests blowing bubbles instead of throwing confetti?
I think you know what I'm going to say.
Oh, darling, you are a spoiled sport.
Sorry.
I'd have thought you and Ian, of all people, would have wanted a wedding with a bit of style.
That's the point. We do.
Sorry, Lillian. I did try to tell you.
Oh, well. Suppose I'll just have to save my ideas for another time.
Exactly. Now you've done all the research. Your wedding to Matt, perhaps?
Well, that'll be a long time coming, darling. And if it ever happens, it'll probably be in Vegas. Anyway, I must go. I've got an urgent appointment with a spray tan.
Oh, don't you want your magazines?
No, darling, you keep them.
Oh, well. Suppose Alice might like a look.
Anyone seen Adam? Oh, there you are.
Oh, leave the door, Brian. You haven't blocked me in one of your beastly tractors, have you?
No, no, it's right the other side of the yard. Should be room for even you to back out.
Cheeky. Bye, all.
Bye.
Bye, Lillian. And thanks for the ideas.
No trouble, darling. Just let me know if there's a change of plan.
Coffee, Brian?
Oh, yes, please.
You've seen the ewes?
Yeah, there's half a dozen at it now, biting and scratching.
Have you penned them off?
Yes, for what good it'll do.
What is it?
I hate to say it, darling, but... looks like it could be scurvy.
How could we get that? There you are.
Oh, thanks. Well, all I can think is we could have brought it in with the replacement mules in September.
Oh, great. That's all we need.
Well, thank Andy, will you? He did well to spot it.
Yeah, sure.
And you keep a close eye on them.
No, I thought I'd swan off on holiday. Of course I will. See you later, Mum.
Yeah.
I'm going up to the deer.
All right, darling.
What's all these magazines?
Oh, Lillian brought them over.
Oh, don't tell me. We've had Full Length and Fabulous. Now it's White Tie and Tiara, I suppose.
Yes. How did you guess?
Well...
of course it's not going to be like that. As far as Adam and Ian are concerned, they're undertaking a solemn and serious commitment.
Well, if you say so.
Right.
All right, all right. I accept that it is.
Well, do you?
Yes. Adam's a pretty serious sort of person.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, that's exactly my worry.
What?
Well, where does this match leave the farm in future? Assuming I leave a share of it to him. Let's Ian in.
I don't believe you. This is my son's future happiness we're talking about, but as usual, you manage to reduce it to some grubby worry about money.
It's not grubby.
Oh, wouldn't be so bad if it were a worry about money.
What?
Well, there's nothing, it's no point.
Look, it's a genuine concern, Jenny. Farm inheritance. There's enough lawyers making a packet out of it.
Why don't you admit it? You can't accept the idea of Adam and Ian being together in any shape or form.
Oh, that's nonsense. We've been through all this.
And we're going to have to keep on going through it until you become a bit more open-minded. Oh, wake up, Brian, and join the 21st century.
I have.
Oh, I wish. Anyway, as far as money goes, we'll face exactly the same thing when Alice gets married, or even if Debbie met somebody else.
I hope Debbie's got more sense after the last time.
And you never brought this up when Kate married Lucas?
Only because she never gave me the chance. And as for Debbie...
Oh, really?
Look, if you want me to be honest, I just can't see why Adam and Ian have to do this in the first place.
They love each other. Why shouldn't they mark that like any other couple?
Well, they live together, isn't that enough? I mean, it's not like they're ever going to have children or anything.
Oh, you never understand. Quite apart from the fact that they want to show their commitment to each other, marriage makes sense for them. Ian's got a good job, he's got life insurance and he's got a pension. They've got to protect themselves for the future.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what I'm afraid of. They'll be protected all right, the two of them. And I'm working my socks off to provide for Ian in years to come. That doesn't make any sense to me at all.
I could do you some bacon.
Oh, don't worry, love, this is fine.
It's no trouble.
No, I want to get out and have a last walk round the pastures with Sam before the cows come in.
Right.
Anyway, it looks like you've got a mountain of washing there.
I've stripped the beds. Been letting things get a bit out of hand.
I don't think so.
Oh, I have, David.
You look a bit better this morning.
Do I?
Ruth... Listen, I know you've been stressed, but if I thought... Are you feeling all right? Physically, I mean.
Physically?
No symptoms of any sort.
What?
Because if I thought that what happened between us had in any way made you more susceptible to...
David! I'm all right. Honestly... I am. I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Sure.
Oh. Well, that's a relief. I was starting to wonder.
I know I've been difficult to live with.
No, have you?
Let's try and put it all behind us, huh?
Suits me.
Great. That toast looks really nice. Can I have a bite?
Yep. Be my guest. Oi!
Well, you did say...
You've only left me the crust. I'll do another bit now. Go ahead.
Morning.
Hi, Sam. Come in.
Thanks. I'm glad you're both here. I've got something to say. To both of you.
How are we doing, Will?
Yeah, not bad, thanks, Brian. Nearly ready.
Good. So it's lower wood first?
Yeah, and then Littleton cover. If the poachers hadn't ruined them, I'd have been saving them till last.
Oh, let the guns finish on a high.
Yeah, but now we can't be sure what we're going to get out of them.
Best play them early, I agree.
Morning. Cheers, Baggy. Morning, Reg.
Well, at last.
Oh, morning, Jazza.
Top of the morning to you.
Yeah, more like afternoon. The other beaters were here half an hour ago.
Well, I would have been.
Oh, I bet you would.
I got held up with the pigs, putting right an arc that had blown
I
over.
Don't care.
Oh, did you? Well done.
Aye, then a sow broke through the fence. I rang Tom.
Good man.
Don't you mention before that getting the good folk of Borsetshire their pints?
Oh, all heart, aren't you?
Oh, this weather, I don't like to think of the wind's gone without the porridge.
I have to hand it to you, Jazza. I never thought you'd manage both jobs. I thought we'd be the ones to lose out.
No way, Mr. East.
You've still got the energy to come on here for a day's beating. I wish I was your age again.
Come on, I don't think the lasses would stand to you.
No, well, keep up the good work anyway. I'll see you later.
Aye, later.
Bye, Brian.
Shed your skin and all, do you?
Huh?
Oh, you should teach your snake something about crawling.
Never there's any harm to keep him with the boss.
You were practically inside his coat. You slipped in. It made you lay all round. Admit it.
I've been up since 3 and I still keep me beat for your poxy shoot.
I must have been desperate to have asked you.
So there it is.
I don't know what to say.
I done you a letter. Formal resignation.
Ruth.
Thanks.
But it's so sudden, I don't understand why you have to go. And now?
I'm sorry, David. Like I say, it's personal reasons.
Is it anything we could help with?
No.
Are you sure? I mean...
Well, I think it's better that I don't go into detail. I've been in touch with Paxley's, obviously, and I'm sure they'll be in touch with you. They'll get someone in as soon as they can. Probably tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
But it'll only be temporary. They'll want to advertise for someone permanent.
Sam...
But I'll be leaving in the morning.
Right.
That's all there is to say, really.
Oi!
Will?
Oh, joined the living, have we? What are you playing at, Jazza?
I must have dropped off.
The trailer's there to get you lot from one drive to the next. It's not your own private Winnebago.
They need to go off on one.
No need. You've missed the drive. They're picking up.
Really?
Yes. I'm paying you to beat for me, not catch up on your ugly sleep.
Chill, Willie. It was only the once.
Oh, I should hope so. I suppose you thought I wouldn't miss you. Well, I'll be having a word with the others as well. Why didn't they wake you?
Have you never heard of the milk of human kindness? Clue, it's not the sort me and Mike deliver.
I've had enough of you. If you're not skiving, it's either sucking up or back chat.
You love playing the big man, didn't you? Maybe it's because you're such a girl.
You what?
Nearly wetting yourself about their first couple of drives not being good enough. They were fine.
Not half as good as they should have been.
Better than you said.
Okay, they were a bit better than I thought.
Anyway, we made up for it on the next one. That was popping away like he had an automatic. And that other guy who thinks he's the business.
Short man.
Baldy guy, can he control his dug?
Yeah, that's him.
And he got a couple.
Did he? Good. Yeah, he's a big mate of Matt's. Anyway, it still doesn't mean you can wag it when you feel like it.
It was only the once. No happen again. I feel a new man now anyway. What time is it?
1:30.
Oh, excellent. One more drive before lunch.
Yeah, that's right.
Bring it on.
Okay, there's no need to get all keen or I'll get really worried.
I was meaning the lunch. If Jennifer's doing it, it's got to be some bloat.
Do you ever think about anything except your belly?
You don't really want to know the answer to that, do you? Well, if you're interested, I suppose you could always ask Toya.
How are you getting on?
Slowly.
Well, if you got the tractor mounting machine fixed, you'd have finished the job by now.
Thank you for that acute observation.
You're welcome. There's tea and cake there. Is that any help?
Oh, certainly is. Can you stop for a cup?
Well, okay then. Just a quick one. I had to drag Pip away from something important to keep an eye on Ben.
Oh, what, homework? Her maths on Tuesday was impossible.
Homework? This early in the weekend? Rearranging a poster collection, more like.
Oh, silly me. Here you go.
Thanks.
Yeah, the other thing I've been thinking about is Sam. I still can't make sense of it.
No.
It's just come out of nowhere, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, he must have... Did he say anything to you?
What?
Well, I know he tells you more than he tells me. You've always got on so well, you know, you're great mates. Haven't you got any idea what it's about?
Kirsty, maybe.
Kirsty? No, he dumped her.
Yeah, but she's been very caught up about it. Maybe he just felt it'd be better if he was right off the scene.
Seems a bit drastic. No, I reckon it's to do with Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Yeah, something happened on his day off. There's something funny.
We'll never know.
Weird, though. Someone like him. Do you want some cake?
No, it's for you.
Oh, great. So, you really don't know what Sam's problem
One thing, David. You know Pip's got this netball match in the morning?
Yeah.
Will you still be all right to keep an eye on the boys now you'll be doing the milking?
Well, maybe the new guy will have started. I'll manage anyway.
Okay.
Sunday's going to be a write-off, though, even if he is here by then.
Oh?
Yeah, it's going to be a really busy day, and I'll need to get the yard strawed down when the cow's coming in.
Maybe me and the kids can come and help.
Yeah, you might have to. I might even be giving Bert a distress call.
So much for his fewer hours.
Yeah, well, we didn't know we were going to be left in the lurch then, did we?
No.
Isn't he weird, Chris Carter's taller than me?
Well, I wouldn't have thought there was much in it.
Anyway, whatever. I don't care what part I go.
I'm dreading this banter.
Go on, it'll be a good crack.
Yeah, that's what everyone keeps saying.
Well, if you don't like it, you can always quit.
I don't think that's an option.
Yeah, well, you're no scared of Linda.
No, I'm terrified of Alice. You've never been on the end of one of her tirades.
Evening, Brian. Oh.
Well, my old mate.
You going to join us?
Well...
Now go on. There's plenty of room.
Thanks.
So, you lightened up a bit then?
I'm glad today's over, that's for sure.
Well, Matt and co really enjoyed themselves. He said he was going to have a word with you.
Yeah, he came and found me after.
So, you got your keeper's tips, okay?
I don't do it for the tips, Jazza.
Okay, I know. You had them. All their late nights in the woods.
Will put himself in a lot of danger last week.
The dogs sounded like they'd missed a few meals, gone with a bark and...
How would you know?
Yes, how?
Ed's going to kill me.
Ed?
We were in here. Clary gave him a call. Said Will was in danger, so we shot up the woods. But by the time we got there, so were you and Adam, so we came away again.
Why?
Why go? Because Ed's not the total waster you seem to think.
No. Why leave, if you were there? And why keep it quiet?
Work out.
Well, I have to say, it was most public-spirited of you both.
Beer-spirited, or I'd never have gone to mess with poachers.
You didn't, though, did you? The first sign of trouble, and my brother legs it.
We came to help you.
Yeah, well, it's typical of Ed's idea of help. Too little, too late.
You're a good girl, aren't you? You do your best. Yes, you do.
Sam?
Oh.
I thought you'd been here.
What do you want?
Nothing. I've come to say goodbye, that's all. I won't be around when you leave tomorrow.
Right.
I'm so sorry it's come to this.
Yeah, it's the best thing all round, isn't it?
Well, yeah. And I've got to thank you for that.
That's okay, then?
It's not okay. I feel dreadful about it.
Well, I can't help you there.
No. You're doing the right thing. Just go away and forget all about me.
Not sure I can.
You've got to.
No. I can't promise you that. Sorry, Ruth, I can't make things that easy for you.
Bye, Sam.
Bye.
The Archers was written by Joanna Toy and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett. The editor is Vanessa Whitburn.